So what's with the hat?
Well, I am an esports athlete.
We're the equivalent of like boomers.
That's Roblox like you.
It's essentially gambling.
Roblox is bad.
Jay's brain right now is going,
look at him. He sucks.
You can have an experience and an experience.
The metaverse.
In other words, shut up, Jay.
Have you seen our Roblox videos?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the Two Thirds Podcast. And today we've got a very, very special guest. This right here next to us is one of the most popular Roblox creators on YouTube and goes by the name Creekcraft. Welcome, Creek.
Hi, thank you.
Do
thank
we refer you. To you, you as Creek?
Sure, we can do that. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
So what is your real name?
Forrest.
I mean, I already knew that, but
I
wanted to ask for the
but
podcast.
I've known you for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I call you Forrest sometimes and I call you Creek sometimes.
Wait, I've just realized something. You can have a forest and then a creek in a forest.
Yeah.
Like, a creek is like a thing like a forest as well.
It's in there. It's in there.
Oh, wow.
It was destiny.
You're a whole landscape.
Wow. Oh, Bob Ross painting.
We need to mention, obviously, the reason why we're in this weird setup is we are at VidCon.
Yes.
We are in literally a hotel room, the most professional setup ever.
Yeah. We were promised something else by VidCon, but they pulled out because we weren't cool enough.
Oh.
I mean, this looks great. I love this.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. This is everything we did.
You guys did a great job. I don't think they can see this, but it's amazing.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate it. So before we get started, obviously make sure to follow us. Check us out on Spotify. Subscribe to the show. Listen, Creek, I want to talk to you about a couple of things here. You know, I've known you for a couple of years, like I said. But because we're going to do a little podcast show together, I decided, you know, why wouldn't I just Google this guy see if I can find out some more?
Okay.
And I found out some really interesting things.
What'd you find out?
You had four different hair colors?
That is the interesting thing that you found. Wow.
This is one of the ones.
Well, maybe you're going to let him talk
about
that.
You have all kinds of beef going on.
I don't think so.
You've been doxxed.
I have.
I think what would be a good idea first is that Creek tells us a little bit about where Creek came from. Like what?
Yeah, of course. Creek of course. We got it. We started at the top of the page. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So back when I was 10 years old, I still play this game, but I started playing World of Warcraft and I was using the random name generator.
Wait. Creek Craft. Craft has nothing to do with Minecraft?
It does. We're getting to that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get to that.
In other words, shut up, Jeff.
Yeah, so it was a random name generator. I made a Draenei Paladin. That was the character. I was in like sixth grade, and I played the game so much with my friends that my friends would call me Creek. And so their parents knew me by Creek. So whenever their parents would meet my parents, they'd be like, you know, it's Creek. You know, how's Creek doing? You know, they wouldn't say my real name. So I just became known as Creek. And then Minecraft came out and I tried getting Creek. It was taken.
No.
So I was like, what do I do? Craft on the end.
So so Craft is Minecraft.
It's Minecraft. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you were starting with World of Warcraft. I was like, it's World of Warcraft.
It's Minecraft.
My
the whole time that you were saying that, Jenny's sitting there like, tell me where the craft comes from. Tell me where the craft comes from.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, so Minecraft, but wait a second. Because you're a Roblox YouTuber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about a few more pages there.
What about Creek Blocks?
Yeah, I started doing Minecraft. I would do Minecraft mods. I would do a new mod every day, and I did that for like 2 years. And then one of my mod videos, it was a Doctor Who mod. It went somewhat viral, had like 100,000 views, which was at the time pretty crazy. And someone from YouTube contacted me, like a partner manager, and they were like, you should try streaming. We just launched YouTube Gaming. Ah. We've got the live streaming thing. I was like, I don't know. And then it was the winter of 2015. I just graduated high school. I was trying to get a job at Walmart. Couldn't because apparently you need job experience.
What? No way.
They literally declined me because they said I didn't have enough job experience.
Surely.
That's so funny.
And I was like, you can't get job experience without getting a job, but you can't have a job
so
without
job
experience.
Where do you start before Walmart?
I think that's the whole problem.
I don't know. And it wasn't even the main Walmart. It was literally loading stuff in the warehouse.
It was
picking
Walmart
up stuff, putting it on a shelf.
It's the beginner job for the beginner job that you couldn't get a job at. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do the live stream thing. I started streaming Minecraft PvP. It was Hypixel, Mineplex.
Were you like solo, or you recorded with other people? Or?
It was mainly solo. Like, it was just live streaming me playing it. And
wow,
it just kind of blew up. Like, it took a year to get 1,000 subs. I think I got 2,000 subs in like 2 weeks after starting streaming. Because like, wow, no one was really...
Exponential growth.
Yeah, no one was doing that on YouTube, especially Minecraft. It had just come out. So I kind of got in early there.
So you were good at Minecraft.
I'm pretty good. I've won an MCC.
What's the name?
That's the Minecraft Championship. Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, really? I won my first one.
Wait, was that for creators or was
that was it's like a creator thing. So like all the Minecraft creators are in it. It's like a monthly tournament competition.
So who did you beat like in that? Like
a lot of people. Oh, everyone.
Well, this is your moment. Come on.
Come on, man.
You know, it's weird. I forget who was specifically in. It's 40 people.
Okay.
Yeah. My team came in first out of the 40.
Right.
I forget who was all in it specifically because every month they rotate out. It's like, you know, Dream's in it. Maybe Carl's in it next time, you know.
So what was, for the viewers, what were you doing in it? Like, what was the competition in? Like, because Minecraft, but what?
It was kind of like...
Hunger Games.
Yeah, that's one of the games. So it's like a bunch of mini games. And each team, you get put in a team of four. Mm. And each one has to compete in those games. So
wow, this gives me throwbacks. Dude, Bed Wars?
Bed Wars wasn't one. It was like Hunger Games was one. There's like a building challenge. There's a parkour challenge, racing. There was one where you use the Elytra, I think is what it's called in Minecraft.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to like the fly wings through.
So what did you win?
I got money. A coin. I got a coin.
One coin.
It was like a big coin. Like
you got one coin.
Like IRL. I got a coin.
$1.
They sent you a penny.
They sent me a coin.
A very big
penny. They actually misprinted the coin, and it's bigger than everyone else's because they misprinted it. So I have a huge coin.
Oh, wow.
Is it like the size of, you know, the Ryan Tran penny?
It's like this big.
Oh, is it heavy?
Like if I'm holding it in the box, it's like this.
Is it like solid metal?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think it would be worth money?
Probably. You could probably sell it on eBay.
But maybe it'd be worth $1.
You know, it's funny though. You might be the first pro gamer we've had here on the show.
Well, I am an esports athlete now.
What the?
Yeah. I'm in Misfit, so which technically energy drink, I'm an esports athlete.
Which energy drink are you sponsored by?
Water.
Wow, nice.
Water.com, everybody. Yeah. Make sure you go check it out.
So obviously your main thing now is you're a Roblox YouTuber.
Yeah.
So when did you kind of make that sort of transition to mainly doing that?
Yeah, it's weird. Minecraft has had like ups and downs. Yeah. So like 2016, it was popping off. 2017... it kind of started dying down a little bit.
Yeah.
And everyone in my chat was like, you should play Roblox. And I was like, I'm not playing that stupid kid's game. I'll play it once at a million subs, guys. And they just kept going every day. There was more people. Yeah. Play Roblox, play Roblox, play Roblox. And this was like near the beginning of the Dennis Daly was just getting started. Sketch, all them. So it was like the beginning of like the big Roblox YouTuber push. And I live streamed. I went through the games. I was like Phantom Forces, which is like Battlefield and Roblox.
Okay. Shooter.
Yeah. Shooter game. I played that, live streamed that. I think I had like double the viewers and everyone was just loving it. So,
wow.
Yeah, I just played it more and more and more.
Have you played Battle Bits recently?
I haven't downloaded. No. I haven't played it yet.
It came out like right
before Roblox.
It came out right before VidCon.
It did. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because we played that and it kind of reminds me of like a Roblox shooter game.
That's basically what it is.
I mean, this is off topic, but there's some crazy shooter games in Roblox nowadays.
Yeah, you like have like realistic stuff. You have
I don't understand where they're going with it.
Well, it's Frontlines. Same with Fortnite as well. Fortnite and Roblox are doing this weird thing where they're trying to make everything
like the game
really
looks
realistic,
vastly different. And it's free to play. People can play it on their phones.
Yeah,
it's weird, right?
Yeah,
but that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you continue doing that. You kind of always have been doing things more of like a solo style.
Yeah.
Right. But you are friends with some people in like the Roblox community as well. But you don't interact with them too much, or you do, or
it's weird. Cause like Roblox, like Minecraft, everyone kind of knows each other, but like with Roblox, there's so many different demographics. So like if you do role play games, you're probably gonna have a younger audience than someone like Albert, who doesn't really do role play.
Albert Flamingo.
Yeah, Flamingo. Okay. Right. So like there's like a range of like audiences. So like you know, the role play audience, they probably know each other. You've got like the horror thriller people, you know, your piggies, your doors, kind of like where I fall in. So like there's not, you would think there'd be a lot more crossover than there is, but there's just widely different ages.
So have you seen our Roblox videos?
No.
I don't blame you. I was going to ask you, where do we fit in, but never mind.
I've seen a few of them.
I think we fit in the Roblox world. If we're looking at Roblox as like a category, we're the equivalent of like boomers. Like we don't really know how to play Roblox.
We boot up the game, we have like zero Robux, and we're like, everything's pay to play. What do we do?
And we kind of don't really know what, like, we're just kind of like playing cool things, having fun.
Yeah.
But we don't know like the whole deep, like meta side of Roblox.
You know, that's funny. Cause you just mentioned as well, like you were playing Minecraft until kind of that slowed down.
Yeah.
I feel like that's when we started playing Minecraft.
But one thing I think that we did have the same is you mentioned that Roblox kind of seemed like a kid's game. I think we had the same view on Minecraft in the beginning. We were is this too young for us? Like, is this all right? Our audience is.
I remember it was like 2010, big Minecraft player, still in high school. Everyone was like, that's a dumb kid's game.
Yeah.
And I remember I was at Walmart and there was this kid and he was wearing a Minecraft shirt. And it was like, at that point, I knew that like Minecraft was hitting mainstream.
Oh.
And it wasn't like far after that like Minecraft was just the game. It wasn't just a kid's game anymore. Yeah. It was like the game.
Yeah.
I've gotten pretty scared sometimes. Good jump scares in Minecraft.
Yeah, there's good stuff.
Like, you got scared in Minecraft?
Yeah,
well,
sometimes these creepers, dude.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about custom maps. Like actual scary stuff. You just get scared playing Minecraft.
Jelly's like miles behind. What do you mean? Custom maps? That's a thing?
He's like, well, there's a creative mode? What?
Yeah.
No, So in the robots thing and the subcategory thing, I think that is actually super interesting as well. But you also have kind of still an overlap with the Minecraft world as well. Because you're friends with like the, I don't know, is it still the Dream Squad? Like, is that Dream Team? Like, are those people in that
That's
world?
Wild saying, but yeah, I guess.
Is it still referred to as
nice.
That?
Nice.
Because they're a bit more like split up now, those people. So me and Jelly had a panel with someone like called Tubbo,
Tubbo.
Really cool.
Yeah, you've played with Tubbo.
He's kind of got a similar audience to the Dreams crew, kind of.
It's weird because like a lot of like the big Minecraft streamers, like they still play Minecraft time to time, but they've kind of moved beyond that to a degree. So like I know like a lot of them do like IRL stuff now, just like variety game streams.
I feel like what they are good at is actually making it about them and not the game they're playing. You know what I mean? It's more like a personality thing.
I feel like that's what you kind of have to do because otherwise, like, you know, if the game you're playing goes down, you go down with it. So it's like you have to have that like personality.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I think that's why because we did on the panel, we were doing, it was like a question based thing. But it ended up being a lot more about the audience interaction. And Tubble was an absolute star on stage. Like, he was great. And he has clearly got a strong interaction with the audience. And I think that's part of what it is. It's like the Dream kind of crew is a lot more about their showing their raw personalities with their audience and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, it's definitely an interesting world on it. But didn't you have beef with Dream? That's what you said.
No.
So maybe there's a little of a backstory there. Because I read it on Wiki. Okay.
The Wikipedia page.
So you got doxxed.
Yeah. Maybe we need to let Creek tell us, Jelly.
Tell us about this.
Well, it's actually funny. The doxxing has nothing to do with that.
What?
I just got randomly someone Googled somehow film my address. And then they started spamming that everywhere.
Oh.
And like, obviously, you know, like larger creator, you know, here's the address, you know, like, and then pizza starting showing up at my front door. And I'm like, you know, because it's scary, right?
Wait, pizza?
They would send pizza to my front door. And the worst part is they didn't even pay for it. So, like, they would show up at my door and it'd be like $200 worth of pizza.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Drinks, snacks, and they'd be like, I paid for the first one, but after that I was like, this is gonna be a regular thing.
Are you telling me someone ordered $200 worth of pizza and snacks? $200?
Yeah, it was over $200 worth of pizzas and drinks and snacks. Yeah,
what a waste of food.
So where have I got confused then? So that's a separate thing. So
So Dream and I were both from Florida, and he mentioned on like a, I forget what it was, video or podcast, that he went to like a school, like a virtual school. He didn't go to like a brick and mortar school. And I did the same thing. And I was like, oh, there's a chance that we were like classmates. And
virtual classmates.
Like, there's a chance, because he mentioned like he was talking about like computer science classes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds like my class. Like he sounded like he was talking about my teacher too. So I'm like, do we know each other? And
because he hadn't done his face reveal, I assume.
No. Yeah, he hadn't done that yet. And a lot of people on Twitter, I was talking about it on stream, and I may have worded it wrong, who knows, but people like took it like I was doxing it, like I was trying to reveal his face. And like, that's not what I was doing at all. I was just like, oh, we may have went to the same school. That's kind of cool, you know? Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, because it's a bit, there's a whole stuff going on with that nowadays. I mean, so because obviously we're at VidCon. He's here. You actually mentioned before the podcast that that was actually the first time you met him here.
At our panel, I met him for the first time.
How was doing a panel? What was that? How was that?
It was like the first time doing like a, like in front of an audience, you
know?
Yeah, and that was like, that was crazy. Just like stepping out and seeing hundreds of people. The Carl Jacobs Banter podcast, that was wild because it was like 1,000 people there. Right. On the,
we have one.
Yeah.
We're in a hotel. There's one guy back there. but yeah, no, it was very nerve-wracking, but like once I got there and was like doing it, it wasn't scary
anymore.
But
you know what's crazy? Because I mean, how many, what in the audience, like what was that? Like a couple thousand people, right? Maybe.
It was the VidCon arena. So it was like the top, the middle.
So,
the
but like the absolute maximum amount of people, right? I mean, I don't know. There's going to be single digit thousands of people, I guess.
Yeah.
It's still crazy though that if that amount of people watched your video, would be a bad video.
Yeah.
it's like the numbers are crazy when you think about that. That the actual audience that is consuming your content on a daily basis is
hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah.
But we get nervous going up on stage, but you don't really get so nervous like making a video. It's kind of, it's funny like that. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of like something I like about this is that you can kind of separate the numbers to the faces. Cause like for whenever you're live streaming, everyone's just a word on the screen or a number or something or a profile picture. Yeah. But like here, like you see like, you know, it's actual people, you know? So it's kind of like reanalyze your perspective.
They all
on
paid
it.
Money to see you.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, I didn't pay you money, but
they paid money to see Carl. I was there. Yeah.
So you've got a hat on and you usually always have a hat on.
Yeah.
So what's with the hat?
I don't know the story.
I love Deadmau5.
It is a Deadmau5 hat. It's funny. Oh, it is. So it is. I, I was a kid. I was in Kohl's, which is a like clothing store here in America. And it was cold outside. And my mom was like, oh, this is a cool hat here. We'll just get it. You know, so I got it. Didn't think of anything of it. A few years later, I was streaming and I had taken a shower before the stream in the morning. And so my hair was wet. It was like cold. So I put on the hat just, you know.
Was it this specific one?
I'll get to that one. Okay. Yeah. And I just started wearing it and I noticed people were drawing me, like whenever they drew fan art or drew Kreecraft, I had the hat on.
Oh.
So like the hat became like the thing. And at that point it was like, what even is this hat? The Deadmau5 hat. I'm like, oh, cause like I didn't make the connection.
Wait, what?
This is a Deadmau5 hat.
He literally streams.
Yeah, I didn't know at the time. Yeah,
he's
I know.
He's like a DJ streamer.
He is. I love Deadmau5 now, but like That's hilarious that you didn't know.
I had no idea. So I would have thought you were a major fan.
Or sponsored.
No idea. It's funny. We've also never talked to each other. So like, you may have no idea.
You've been.
Hopefully he's not angry that I wore his hat for so
long. I don't want to be rude, but like this would be a great merch item.
I would love to do like a collab thing. That'd be great.
So I have a feeling that you're going to tell us that it's not the same hat that you're wearing now that you bought back then.
Yeah. So I have worn these hats like literally every day for hours on end for over like 10 years now. Yeah, close to 10 years now, probably. And I bought one, the original one. It finally tore after like 10 years, right? What? It started unraveling. So I went on Amazon a few years ago and I bought this one. And I wish I'd bought more.
Well, yeah.
Wait, he doesn't make these anymore.
Only have one left?
This is the last one.
No way.
It must smell.
Do you wash it?
I wash it every now and then. Yeah, I do. Going back to the collab thing, I would love to do that because I kind of need more hats. I messaged, I DM'd his shop on Twitter.
Yeah.
He has like a shop. I DM'd him. I was like, hey, this is a really weird question, but do you guys have any more of these hats that you sold 10 years ago?
And they were like, no. No.
Yeah.
Wait, so that's really interesting.
It's literally like the last piece of the puzzle is to just that be a merch item.
But if that one was to get damaged now, that could be... serious issue.
But surely you could make something similar, but
that's kind of what we're like, doing. And we've done that on Roblox, kind of like a similar. It's like instead of the eyes and the mouth, it's like the Roblox squares.
Yeah.
So it's like similar to it, but it's not going to get me sued.
And for reference, like we don't actually see the mouse ears that you have because they're all flattened out.
Yeah, they flop back.
But the whole Deadmau5 thing is that it's a mouse with giant ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, his ears stick straight up.
Yeah. So, but you don't really have that anymore.
They're supposed to stick up. I've worn it for so long that they flop.
Wow.
Yeah. That sounds really weird. Yeah.
And can I ask you a question about the shirt as well?
Oh,
yeah.
Is the shirt part? Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, the flannel is part of it. So my grandpa wears a lot of like flannels, you know, like Southern Florida.
Oh, come on. I thought you were going to tell me you're a Bajan Canadian fan.
I was. I grew up watching him too.
Yeah. Okay, so it's
not that. No.
It's the more merch that you have.
I had a lot of like hand-me-down flannels from my grandpa, and I wore them so much too that people started drawing the red. It was the red flannel, the swoopy hair, and the hat. And so like now this is the Kreecraft look.
This is the Kreecraft look. So how many shirts do you have of these?
I have a full closet full of white t-shirts. I have like 7 red flannels that I can rotate through.
But just the one.
How many
hat.
Did you bring?
I brought 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I have 3.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually bought another one just for VidCon.
For VidCon. Like a fresh one.
Like a fresh.
Like not laundered, so it's like still nice, you know?
Right.
That's good.
So I think because it's interesting. So you've got like this image that reflects the brand. But the one key thing that you've got is that you're still a part of that. What do you think about, because obviously we've seen it here with Dream's a guest here and he's like now put his mask back on him.
Yeah.
So you've kind of got the hat, you've got the flannel, he's got like a mask. What do you think about that whole covering his face up thing again? Because he's now walking around here with a mask on, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember I was live streaming like my reaction to whenever he did the face reveal.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I live streamed it. Yeah, it's actually funny. I hit 5 million subs on that live stream. It was, I had like 100,000 viewers.
Oh, wow.
Like so many people were just wanting to see the reaction to the face reveal. And like it happened. And dude, I felt so bad. People were just, because like the problem is whenever you're a faceless YouTuber, everyone has their image of what you look like.
Yeah.
And no matter what you look like, it's never going to fit their image. Exactly. So like, you know, you have the biggest guy on the planet and he, you know, takes off the mask and it's like, this isn't what I thought he looked like. What? And so I felt really bad because like I originally when I started streaming, I was very like self-conscious, you know, like that was one of the reasons I didn't want to start streaming was like, what if people made fun of you? What if people made jokes, you know? So it's like, man, tough. You know, it's tough. So
I mean, I think it's cool that he put the mask back on. But like,
it's like his thing. The mask
one,
is his thing.
There's one problem with this, and it's not really like a personal issue, but how do you know it's him?
Yeah.
The voice.
Yes. No. So here's the thing, right?
He's got an AI computer in the mask.
I'm not gonna say the name of the certain person we met, but this certain person, it's not Dream, but also wears a mask and its entire brand. And we found out that we did an entire recording with his double.
Oh, and it wasn't the real one.
Yeah.
See, that's kind of like
the real one was sitting unmasked in another room, just like having a sandwich. But like his face reveal is not out there. So we had no idea.
Yeah.
And so you see how that could become an issue? Like, let's say somebody manages to recreate the Dream hat, goes out to New York Square, Times Square, and I don't know, makes like a viral video that's like kind of damaging his brand.
Oh, yeah, because like anyone.
So wait,
could...
does he sell the mask?
No, he doesn't sell the mask.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I find that a little, you know.
It is, especially on the internet, you know, like people, like they see one thing and bam, like it's out there. So like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is
surely the thing that's interesting about it is that, I mean, as you said yourself when you did the reaction, clearly I don't think the face reveal went as expected, I think is fair to say.
Yeah.
Now, going back to it though is kind of going it's kind of like admitting to you weren't happy, and now people are going to like highlight it even more.
Which happened because Sonny V2 actually said, well, you know, look at him. He did a face reveal. Now, his channel died. It didn't really, but that's what Sonny V2 says. His channel's dead now.
Yeah, no, I'm joking.
and what, the dead channel? Or
the Sonny V2 video.
Oh, okay.
I got home from...
Listen, you're in our hotel room here, mate.
I got home from the store, and I whipped up my phone, and I was like, Jelly, Sonny V2, what? And I watched the video. It's crazy.
Have you ever had that like an exposing video done on you?
No, they feel so weird because it's like YouTube has like fluctuating things. Like no one's at the top all the time. It's like, yeah, Dream was like super big during 2020. That was during the pandemic. Everyone was like, wait, of course things are going to come down, you know? He's still really big, you know, like on his video. It's like, you're still doing great too. So it's like, it's weird. It's a weird thing to like focus on.
Yeah. I'm doing great.
He's got a gun back here.
You're right. You're right. I don't really like the channels anyway that like kind of try to bring other people down. But you know, they're trying to like ask the community to like, look at him. He sucks.
I mean, it's like a headline. Yeah. Chasing thing. But so you've never had like someone do an exposed video on you though, on something you've done? No.
Except
for maybe Twitter stuff, right?
I've had like people do like the rise of Creecraft. Like here's how Creecraft got his like thing. I've had people, so like back when I moved from Jailbreak Roblox game, the Piggy Roblox game, there were videos of like you know, Creecraft sucks now because he doesn't play this game anymore or anything. But like that's always tough. Like everyone knows, like if you're a YouTuber, you have to like, you can't just do one thing forever, you know, because audiences, interests change, trends change. So it's like a tough balance.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, and this was more coming from a question that I think would be quite interesting for our viewers. I don't think a lot of people quite understand like how Roblox works in terms of like making money. And it's something that I think is quite interesting. Obviously, as YouTubers make videos and you make money through the views and stuff.
Ad revenue.
I don't think people quite realize that there's a whole economy inside of Roblox itself.
With rarities and...
Yeah, and all sorts of weird stuff like that. And then, so, and you can get like codes and stuff like that. Is that something you do? Do you make money from Roblox?
So we have like star codes, which is like the Fortnite codes. That's kind of like the direct creator.
And how do they work then?
Basically, just like Fortnite. You put in, you know, you go to buy something, you put in the person's code, they get a percentage of it.
Right. So your viewers can buy things and then you get a kickback for it.
I get 5% of all Robux they buy if they use my code.
Right.
So if they spend $100 on Robux, I get $5.
Right. I heard that they kind of, what do you call it? Nuked? No, not nuked.
Excuse me?
Like, what do you call it when they remove something that's really good? Beefed it? No. Nerfed it.
Nerfed it.
I heard from somebody else that it used to be really good, but they've nerfed it. So basically, if a fan put in your code, it would stay in there forever for any next purchases they've done.
Oh, yeah. It's like on Fortnite. Once you put in someone's code, it's there in 2 weeks or unless you change it.
Right.
Roblox, you have to enter it every time. And I don't remember it being like that. It's weird because like I feel like there is a lot more that could be done there that's just not being done.
I heard like maybe Roblox was like, you know,
this is too
once
much
they fill
money.
In one of these codes. they kind of forget about them, that they're in there, and it's costing us money.
It's also like on Fortnite, whenever you go to buy something and you don't have a creator code, it's like, hey, you want to put in a creator code real quick? On Roblox, it's like on the bottom left corner. Like you barely see
it. Creator code.
Yeah. So it's like they could do a lot better job promoting
them. I mean, it's still good
they're
doing it. Like, for example, we play GTA 5 all our lives.
Do they not have a creator
code? They don't have this. Rockstar Games is like, you know, they're a huge company. They don't have to do it, but it would be cool.
I wonder if they'll do it. It depends on the next one, whether...
I think for the community, it would be good.
It depends on if it's more community-based in the next one, because I don't think that... I think GTA started as one thing and it has evolved over time.
Yeah.
So, but it's always been kind of... I've always said that GTA kind of started and then they sort of duct-taped other parts onto it. But whereas like Fortnite, Roblox, those games are like proper service games that have like actually grown. Whereas, GTA is kind of just slapped together.
Maybe they'll do it for GTA 6.
So maybe.
I have a question, okay? Now, before you answer this, does Roblox like you? That's the question.
Yeah.
But before you answer this, I want to read out a couple of your YouTube titles. Can I do that?
Oh, I know what you're going to do. Go for it. Yeah.
Roblox is not safe.
Oh, that. Yeah. You want me to explain each one?
After you can do it briefly. Sure. Roblox just exposed me. Roblox, we need to talk. Roblox just got hacked.
You forget the dot, dot, dot. There's a
They're all in caps. They're actually like this. Sad news for Roblox.
The next one will be, Roblox, please check your text messages.
Check your voicemails, please.
But they like you.
They do. I think they do. Maybe they just say it. I don't know.
No, of course they do.
I'm a very I criticize what they do because I love it. You know, like Roblox is in a way my job. Like if Roblox goes away, I'm going to have a really tough time finding something, you know.
You're good at Minecraft?
I am good at Minecraft. Yeah, but it's like I don't want anything to happen to Roblox because I'm on Roblox, you know. So like anytime I criticize them, it's like. Because I want them to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I just disagree with like what they're doing or what they do.
Yeah.
So
it's, you know what? Then that's great that they listen.
They listen?
They could do a better job, but
they don't text you straight after and be like, what the hell? What's this video title?
But I've never gotten in trouble off of a Roblox video.
When you say Roblox, who are you referring to? Like,
just like, I'll give you a good example. So like Roblox, they used to do egg hunts and it was like every season there'd be like a big community event and really big. Everyone loved them. Great. Roblox got rid of them and they're like, we're going to let the community make them now. And like on paper, that sounds great. but they didn't give the community any tools to make them. And also, like, if Roblox wants to drop $100,000 making a giant community event, they can do that. You know, Bob and the community ain't gonna do that. So it's like, it's not the same. I criticize them all the time, but like, I hate that decision. Like,
it is funny though, because there are a lot of companies and brands out there that you criticize anything and then they just like completely blacklist
exactly.
you.
There's many brand deals I have done, and specifically in the contract that says, do not criticize us, do not do this, not for the next 3 months or 6 months or whatever. But you've got like a healthy long-term affiliation with Roblox and criticize them all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like healthy criticism. Like, yes, there's a lot of things I've talked about that they have done. There's a lot of things that's coming that I can't talk about here that they're working on that's really cool. That is stuff that, you know, YouTubers have asked for.
Yeah. So sometimes Roblox always like hits the news with like one of these crazy games that have come out, and like all parents are like freaking out, like, what? Roblox is bad. Do you react to those kind of things?
I did a video, actually, the Roblox isn't safe thing. Yeah. That was this big actress. I forget. Well, it wasn't big, but anyway, she was like notable. And she made a tweet saying that someone on Roblox asked her kid for their mom's credit card number.
Kim Kardashian.
It wasn't Kim Kardashian. No. If I said I don't even remember who it is.
Oh, okay.
You definitely probably wouldn't know. But anyway, someone asked the kid for their mom's credit card number, and she was like, "Roblox isn't safe." And all these parents were like popping on. Yeah. The tweet had like 30,000 likes, and I'm like, "That's not a Roblox issue. Like, someone online asked your kid for the credit card, like." That's just the internet. Like, that's just parent safety, you know. Like,
and that's every game ever.
That could happen in Fortnite. You know, that could happen in Call of Duty. That could happen anywhere. That could happen at school.
You know, actually, whenever I play Roblox and I need to buy Robux, I always say that I'm using Jelly's credit card. Maybe that's not maybe the best thing. Maybe I'm the problem.
You do that.
Yeah, I do that. You don't know that, do you?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is it actually my card?
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Me and Josh actually have this weird thing where sometimes my card doesn't go through.
Right. Like, that's
sometimes.
Yeah.
It's the Robux purchases. So just,
like, the majority of any time we play a Steam game, basically, if Jelly's playing a Steam game, or especially when it's with me, chances are I had to buy him the game.
I'm like, Josh, you got to gift it to me. I'll get you a software.
Yeah. So I definitely don't have Jelly's credit card.
If anything, I got yours, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Going back to the Roblox money thing actually as well. One of the things that is kind of crazy about the game is there's items in the game that are like incredibly valuable.
Right.
Yeah. Like, do you have any of those? Like, can you explain actually what that whole thing is?
Yeah. So it's less prominent now than it was, but there's limited items. And
actually, maybe for the viewers, explain what even these items are.
Sure.
Like, what that is.
Yeah. So it's like a digital item for your avatar. Like, I'll give you an example. One of the big prominent ones is called a Dominus. It's a hat that you can wear. There's only so many of them, and they're so rare that they go for so much money. Like, we're talking real money. Like, some of them are over $100,000.
What? This is a kid's game.
Yeah.
Roblox is unsafe.
That's my next video. There we go. But yeah, no, it's insane. And people trade them, you know, back and forth. You know, I'm trading this, I'm trading that. And they have like these real world monetary.
Yeah.
Kind of like, yeah.
But how did they get so expensive? Like, how did that even happen?
Mr. Beast bought all of them.
That may be a cool Mr. Beast video.
Video.
Yeah. Oh, right. But yeah, no, I guess they're just so rare. Like, there's a big trading community on Roblox. I'm not really too into it, you know? Like, my avatar is my avatar. And like,
it's like CSGO, right? They also have these like crazy things. Mm.
Except Roblox limited items, you can't actually convert it to real money. It has to stay Robux. So even though it has that real world value.
What? So you have to, how many times do you have to buy Robux to get $100,000 worth of Robux? Because there's a cap on how many Robux you can buy.
Yeah, most of the people that have these items like they got so rich off of like the trading game and like selling them to other people back
and
that's forth.
Interesting.
Yeah,
so so essentially, let's say they bought the item 5 years ago when it was worth $100 real dollars.
Yeah,
so they invested
and they sold it for $50,000.
It's I hate using this term, but it's kind of like a Roblox NFT without the blockchain. Like, yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
But I find it super. So you can't, you cannot take that value back out of Roblox. It's stuck in there forever.
And the reason why is because Roblox allows accounts under 13. And so, like, if kids were able to, because it's essentially gambling. Because if you grab a virtual item and it's 10 million, let's say it's worth $10 million, right? But, like, next month it's worth $5 million. And that kid, you know, like, there's a bunch of legal stuff there. Yeah. So, like, they can't, yeah.
But has it always been that way? Because I feel like, Jelly, you've said to me before that you can withdraw Robux or something.
Well, so, well, creators like you get paid in Robux as well. But you have a special tool to turn it into real money. But so that's only for creators.
Developers and creators, it's DevEx. So any money that you earn off of selling clothing items or like regular non-limited stuff or game passes or stuff in your game, that you can transfer to real money. You just
said developers?
Yeah, like Roblox developers.
Are you telling me? Are you telling me that Roblox devs get paid in Robux?
They do.
That's so funny. I think we're talking about community developers though, not like
Roblox employees, but like Doors, for example, the game, Roblox game.
Or like the biggest one, like Jailbreak, Adopt Me, like these games. Yeah,
they get paid in Robux and then they dev exit and it's like a conversion thing. So
I mean,
like,
isn't Adopt Me like worth like tens of millions of dollars?
Yeah, I think Adopt Me has made over 200 million actual dollars after conversion.
And Adopt Me,
by the way, Adopt Me is like a game mode in Roblox. Like, yeah. It's a game, not
game mode.
It's like Littlest Pet Shop. Wait,
game mode is the best way of explaining that.
Though. No. Yeah. It's an experience.
Oh, I hate that term too.
They go by that.
Do they?
Well, they don't call it games.
There's a legal reason why they have to call it that. So the Fortnite Apple thing that happened, you guys.
Oh yeah,
where it got removed off. So basically, in court, they were like, "Wait, Roblox is a game on Apple, but they're not paying like this fee or that. Like, there's certain fees. So like, Roblox is like, they're not games; they're experiences." So that way they don't get the Fortnite treatment. They don't get kicked off the app store like Fortnite did, because Roblox doesn't have games. They have experiences. So that's why they're called experiences.
Wow.
It's legal stuff. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Experiences.
Yeah. I hate the term, but it is a legal thing, you know?
So do you refer to it in?
I call them games. Like, it's. And they still play an experience. You play a game,
but you're experiencing the game.
You can have an experience. You can have a great experience in a game, but you can have an experience in an experience. Like, oh, I'm gonna have a great
Jelly's brain right now.
I'm gonna have a great experience in this experience.
It's a little too early for me to process all of this.
Yeah, but you know, I call it experience when they want me to, but like, I hate calling it experience.
They call you up.
Yeah, like, can you say experience for this? Like,
so where do you think like, I guess for you and for Roblox as well, like, where do you think the future is going?
Wait, I know the answer as well. The metaverse.
I hate that too. I hate the term metaverse, dude. Oh my God.
They were pushing that so hard last year.
Every brand is like, they want to be the metaverse. And it's like, it feels like a bunch of really old CEOs think like this is what the kids
it's
want.
It's like, oh, it's the metaverse.
Wait, can you do VR Roblox?
Yeah, there's VR games.
There
on
is.
Roblox.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's like, kids, they want the metaverse. They want the, like, kids just want good games, man. Like, they just want to play good games. That's it. They don't care about the metaverse. They just want good
experiences.
Experiences. Yeah, but like, even like, it's funny because it's not even just Roblox. It's like AAA games. Like, how many AAA games have come out in the past like few years because they try some metaverse stuff and it's bad. Yeah. There's so many bad AAA games that are broken, buggy,
So where is Roblox going then next? Where do you think? Like, what is Roblox wanting to do next?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Despite all my criticisms, I like the direction they're going. You know, like, they just released mature games. You can have rated M 17 plus games on Roblox.
Yeah, now. Did you hear about this?
Well, we talked about it earlier about the really realistic.
Yeah, I know, but
games. They've
just recently announced that you can now have like mature realistic games. Gore, not games that are like trying to hide the fact that there's gore or like real. Yeah.
Like Call of Duty could be on Roblox.
How does that work then? Because
Well, they're just age restricted, right?
Yeah, so they're age restricted. So in order to play a 17 plus game, you have to ID verify that you're 17 or older. I don't like that either, but I get it because you have to, you know, kid protection. But like,
do you have to prove that you're over
13? Surely not. I mean, when you watch a movie on Netflix, that's like 16 plus. You don't have to ID verify.
What? But that's because to have a Netflix account, you have to be 13 or older. Roblox though,
Roblox allows 13 under.
But surely, like that's an issue for companies like Apple. If Roblox is on the App Store and they're like, oh, we're, you know, family friendly, but like there's a secret way or a secret passage to the mature games.
Well, yeah, they don't have a problem with that. You can have mature games on Apple. Yeah, there's no restriction on that.
No, I know, but there's no restriction on that. But they're classified as a family friendly game. But they've got mature experiences. Well, does that make sense? What I'm saying.
Yeah, I get what you mean. ESRB rating for Roblox was changed. I think it was last year. It is now officially T for teen. Like the ESRB like rating for Roblox is, it went from E10 plus. It is now technically T for teen.
And what's Minecraft?
Minecraft is, I think it's E10 plus
as well.
But like they have the,
but most of Minecraft that you think about isn't the normal Minecraft. It's like modded or something.
Right. Or like these marketplace things
and online stuff like that. It's like servers and stuff that can't be rated by the ESRB, so that doesn't count. It's just kind of like the core stuff that they allow in the core game.
Huh. Jeez, man, this thing's wild.
Roblox is becoming its own world.
Josh, we are the Roblox boomers.
Yeah, we are.
It's the metaverse.
You knew we uploaded Roblox. You didn't know. Not a single video.
I've seen a few.
Right. Yeah. We did these. There was this trend, like shortest answer wins. Longest answer
the,
wins.
The game, the lava game.
Yeah. No experience.
Yeah, we've done a few different sorts of things, but yeah.
I think we've done jailbreak.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
We are Roblox experiencers.
Yeah. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy the rest of VidCon.
Thank you. You too.
I hope you enjoyed our set.
Yeah, go check out Creek.
This is great.
Yeah.
I love it.